This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
There are no strangers in the aftermath of a hurricane. There's no political parties, no agendas, none of the things that can often divide us. It's all about survival and coming together as one, because in the end, that's all that matters. To everyone who's able to lend a hand, whatever you can donate, no matter how small, a couple of bucks, whatever you can give, it'll all make a difference.
Thank you to everybody who took the time to watch and to donate. So far, we have raised $14,515,474, and our phone lines will be open all night. So please keep calling.
Billy Crystal and The Rock, part of the Hollywood crew that held a hurricane telethon that raised money for both Harvey victims and Irma. They're so... many stories out there that are incredible of heroism, of people who lost their lives, of just amazing helping hands. I mean, that's what it was, and that was aptly named, the human chain that was formed in Houston, the people that helped each other in Florida, the people that helped from far away, the stories are unbelievable, and it's really about that. It's about what people did for absolute strangers, in some cases really risking their lives. Now it's also about cleanup, the shock, the horror, all of that gets very real as people try to make their way back to some of the states, because it wasn't just Florida, but some of the states and the areas particularly slammed the hardest, so that means... you know, do you have power? And that is the name of the game. Power is at a premium because power is out all over the place. And that's probably one of the biggest disasters going. And that's when it gets really dangerous for people. And when they sometimes go outside and you've got down power lines and they get electrocuted. Because nobody's thinking about that, right? In fact, I can tell you my aunt, who lives in Winter Haven, they told them, don't go outside of the area where you live, because it was horrific. They weren't supposed to get much of anything. Instead, they got almost 95-mile-an-hour winds and boarded up places and ended up with things that became projectiles. Roofs blew off, and her neighbor lost the entire porch, came off. So they really got it, whereas other people I know lived in other parts of the state. Some of you listening to us in Sarasota got whipped pretty bad. And some of your neighbors had trees that fell on houses and cars that got demolished. But then some of you didn't get anything but a lot of leaves and destruction of plants and whatnot. But you didn't get what your neighbors down the street and around the corner got. The places that were really slammed, Marco Island was one of them. Fort Myers got battered around. Sarasota did. So did Naples, but the Keys just absolutely buried. The damage, when you look at the flyover shots, is horrific. Absolutely horrific. And the concern is for the people who decided they would stay. Did they survive? Are they going to find them somewhere? They're going door to door, these crews, to see if anybody needs help or see if anybody died, frankly, in what was a horrific storm that crushed Miami with water, crushed the Keys, crushed Jacksonville, led to flooding in Charleston, South Carolina. The downtown streets were flooded. As a matter of fact, you know how you hear Forbes books at bedtime. I talked to somebody at Forbes, which one of their headquarters is located there, and they said they were working remotely because they couldn't go in because of the flooding. So it was a weird storm, unlike Harvey, which was also incredible and killed way more people that we know of so far, 70-plus people, and all the floods and what had to have happened there. A little bit different than this one because it kept coming round and round and batting people. This one just hit you, then went off. As the mayor, Bob Bookhorn described that it was like being punched in the face, and that's what they thought they were going to get in Tampa, and of course they didn't get that. However, Jacksonville got it instead, and some of those other places that I listed off. And this is what it's about now. It's helping people and trying to get money to them as fast as possible, money for rebuilding, for, you know, you name it. And boy, fire damages in some cases, because you had transformers that blew up. That was part of what happened as well. And it's been a crazy 4 weeks. It really has, between these two hurricanes. It's sad to see the flooding and to see what people are going through in this terrible, terrible disaster. Some people spared, others not. The hurricane damage in Miami was terrible. More people starting to return to Miami, but watching the water flow in between those buildings to me was eerie. And the cranes, two cranes fell. They knew that was going to be a problem. It could be a problem. And sure enough, it was. So some houses are standing, others aren't. And it's all about the rebuild, that's for certain. Here in America Tonight, coming up, we have Forbes Books at Bedtime. Tasso, my pal, will stop by. It's such an interesting story. But before we go there, we're going to make sure we go to the mailbag, because a lot of people have been trying to reach America Tonight. We stayed on the air for a bunch of extra hours the other day, but ended up with lots of emails because people couldn't use their power. If you had X amount of power on your phone, which happened with my own family, my sister-in-law and brother lost power and said they had only so much with the cell phone, so they were trying to preserve it, not knowing what would happen once everything came back and if they were slammed with something awful. And here's what people have described to me, too, by the way. And they did get, you know, they did get high winds. They just didn't get what the worst they expected in Tampa. But people that were huddled and trying desperately not to pay attention to the wind, trying to figure out how bad the winds were, because there's a big difference. As we all know, it's not anything over 40 isn't good. They won't even send rescue crews after you if it's 40 miles an hour. But 60, 70, 80, 85, 130. Wow, that's what they were talking about, 130 in the Keys. You are not surviving that if you're out there in the open or you happen to be in the wrong place when that comes through. So historic floods and a case of applying for aid and trying to get help and... Boy, people say they've never seen anything like it. And particularly, I remember looking at this one video I saw from Black Creek in Middleburg, Florida. I know where it is. And people were in canoes and they were in boats and they were just, it was historic. I mean, you know, people were driven from their homes and they were watching to see what was going to happen. The street signs were buried and they were trying to get out. All right, hang with us. More odds and ends and the mailbag coming up next here on ATN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The good news was that most of the people evacuated from the Keys, but that still meant that 10,000 people were left. So they're just getting the emergency crews down there after they check the bridges to make sure they're structurally safe.
All right, so once again, this is more of the same of what we're talking about, safety, the bridges, etc., coming out of Florida because of the rain as we continue here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I hope you're all doing well. I'll tell you what, it's been crazy watching. And I know I'm saying the same thing over and over again. It's like Groundhog Day, but that's what this month has felt like, and it's felt this way for me. And I don't know if all of you are feeling the same thing. You know people who have been in these areas, and, of course, I knew people in Houston and obviously in Florida, too. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
The mail is here, thank goodness. And here's what Luke said. Luke said, Kate, I listened to you the other night talking about what was happening in Tampa, and oh my gosh, I was just sitting on the edge of my seat worried to death for your family as you were saying that your sister lost power and that they could walk in the bay, and that wasn't good because if the waves were huge with the storm surge, it would just wipe out so many areas of Tampa. Wow, unbelievable. And then you said they dodged a bullet, and talk about dodging a bullet. They really did dodge a bullet, didn't they? They really did dodge a bullet, and that was the sad, weird part, because there was so much anticipation and agony over what was going to happen with this hurricane. You had people that evacuated, which, good for them. I don't think you blame anyone for evacuating. The way the thing looked like it was going to eat all of Florida. And I had friends that did that. My friend Pilar and her husband, Bruce, decided to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and thank goodness they did, because it wasn't looking good. And living in Clearwater and St. Pete area, being so vulnerable there with the wall of water that could smash into you. So it was kind of one of those things where you had to practice no judgment, because you had people that stayed and people that didn't. And a lot of disagreement on what was going to happen. And how can you predict? I mean, look how this thing jumped around. Yes, the keys, that was going to happen according to the models, all of them, and it did. But not so much with the other directions. And then predicting the storm surge, which was the most dangerous part of the whole bloody thing. All right, we'll move on to another one. This one from Frank. Kate, I have a house in Key West, or had a house in Key West. I don't know how much of it survived. I talked to somebody down there, and they think that I just lost part of a patio, which would be a miracle. I'm more concerned about the other people around me. I just go down there. I was fortunate enough to have a good career in insurance, and I bought a place because I loved the fact that it was so remote, in a sense, and quaint. Not so quaint anymore. People trying to patch things up and looking at all these hurricanes that seem to be brewing. You wonder how many people just decide not to do it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it depends on their financial situation. Rebuilding when now, you know, when you're in these areas, of course it can happen. And, of course, you knew that could happen. So that's not a surprise when you live on an island. But I think the ginormous size of it, and that's a word. I always have to feel like I have to tell everyone that because I say, what's ginormous? That's the thing. That's the thing that's so scary. I mean, no sandbag is going to help that. And that's what the deal is in the Keys. And there's so many parts of Florida, and I've spent so much of my childhood and life there, that I feel for the people. I really do. I feel like some gorgeous places have really, really been ripped up. But you can rebuild. You cannot bring back life, and that's the key thing. We move to this one. This one is from Richard, who is listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I enjoy the show. I love the fact that you give shout-outs to us in Sarasota, and I know you have a bunch of friends there, including your friend Mary Lou D. I've heard you mention her a few times. I almost feel like I know her from the times that you've mentioned her. How about this Equifax deal? I'm taking a wild turn here, but I feel like I'm weary of all of the hurricane conversation, so I may be the one person who writes you an email that's not so much about that. But the Equifax deal, do you think people should put a freeze on their credit reports and delete suspicious emails? That's what I was told. So they don't release personal information to cyber thieves? Boy, that is the million-dollar question. How many cybersecurity experts have we had on America Tonight? A ton. And some of the best in the business have come on. At least we certainly have had that in the last 2 years. And we keep hearing the same thing. I mean, of course, you get the personal information, your Social Security number, your date of birth, all kinds of stuff. I mean, and that's what they're saying, that hackers broke into the computers. They stole that. They stole the Social Security numbers, the names, addresses, date of birth. From 143 million Americans. That's a huge amount of people. And they got the crown jewels. And what are the crown jewels? Well, here's the deal. Following the breach, the hackers now have the identification data they need for half of the nation, what I just mentioned to you, the Social Security especially, but all of what I mentioned. So, you know, they're urging people to put a freeze on credit reports to do that. Because a freeze takes your credit report out of circulation. Imagine people in the middle of like a house process or anything else where they're checking it. Wow. And the security freeze is designed to prevent credit loan services from being approved in your name without your consent. And it bars credit bureaus from releasing your information in response to the new credit inquiry, which is, you know, I mean, of course, not good. So it shuts down what's very important, though, the credit check process. But it does make it harder for any of these crazy cyber thieves to get approval to rent, think of it, anything. Get a home loan, open a new credit card. And when that happens, good luck trying to explain that. They say there's also something you can do. You can request a thaw or a short-term removal of the freeze. And that may be, that truly may be the answer. All right, how about this one? This one's a good one. This one is from ML. Listening to us in New York. Hi, Kate. I'm listening to you actually in the New Jersey, New York area. I know you pay attention to the stock market. Did you see that the Dow jumped more than 250 points on Monday? It climbed back to some really, really high levels. And some of these stocks closed at big numbers, like I said, high levels. And it's pretty interesting because you are playing the game of cat and mouse essentially there. Well, you are. I did notice that with the market. I did look at the market today, and I saw that it was up. And then, of course, some of that is because bad news tanks it. And the whole thing with North Korea sent it in kind of a juggernaut sort of way. So I think that's part of it. And now that's bounced back is what's happened. All right, something everybody's talking about, and trust me, we're going to talk about it more in future shows. But the iPhone X, you know, it's only $999. That's it. But it can practically dance on the table and serve you. I'm kidding. It does have some incredible features. But here's my question to all of you. And send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Would you pay $1,000 for the new iPhone? It has a super retina display, glass front and back, silver or gray, no home button, it's face recognition. That would help, wouldn't it? That they can't, and they say you can't get tricked. But here is the question again. It's going to be bigger. Would you pay $1,000 for it? Would you pay $1,000? Would it make that much difference for you, the phone? And the answer is, there's just a legion of people that live and die by Apple, and they want the latest, greatest, and they will. There'll be the novelty of it. People will line up for it. They know they're going to get people. But how many is really the question. And then there's a new Apple Watch with cellular, and that's like $400. And they say that's pretty incredible. Wow. It's hard to keep up. How far does the iPhone go? Is yours a relic yet? Forbes books at bedtime around the bend.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Wow, Greg, I can't believe who we have in our virtual green room. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of Top Doll. I mean, this guy is, and if he's not legendary already, he's going to be legendary. You know, just in reading about him, my jaw dropped several times, seriously.
Now, Kate, so, you're going to embarrass him.
No. Check this out. I got to tell you a little bit of the story. I'm going to let you even dive into it, but he dropped out of high school to pursue his passion for technology, so I love that right off the bat, because he gained massive real-world experience. I talk to leaders all the time in my speaking business and say how important that is, and somehow that gets missed. As a lead engineer at a photo sharing startup, Photolog, which AdWork High Media purchased in 2007 for $100 million, and the story goes on from there. Think PayPal, think bigger, and I'm serious. This is just an amazing story.
So, Tasso, welcome here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. And I have to tell you, Tasso, the way we got introduced to you is I was at an event called Dig South, a tech startup event in Charleston, South Carolina, a few weeks ago. And everywhere I went, people were talking about you.
Fascinating.
That's a good answer.
You don't sound that fascinated, but we were, so we wanted to reach out and talk to you. So tell us about your company, because it is really interesting and really unique.
Sure. So we contract out high-skilled labor to companies all over the world, and we do that specifically in three verticals: engineering, design, and finance. And so we find the best individuals who are in those areas of expertise, and then we contract them to companies, albeit remotely.
And on your website, it says hire the top 3% of freelance talent. And you hammer that top talent, top 3% over and over again on your website. What is significant about top? Why is top talent so important? And is there something about 3% that is very meaningful?
Yeah, actually, there is a history behind it. And so when we started the company, we looked at what was the percentage of people being accepted into the network, and it was approximately 3% when we looked at it about a few months into the company. And so we had that as a slogan, and we kept it running, et cetera. It's actually lower than 3% now, quite significantly. And I'm sure the reasons are, you know, mostly due to volume, since so many people apply to our website. Also, we really need to have extremely high integrity. We like to say a McKinsey level quality of integrity, because our clients are counting on us to give them top talent. And we need to do that consistently every single time. And they need to have a world-class experience every time they interact with us and our talent.
Yeah, Tasa, before Top Talent, you had some pretty darn impressive early successes. I know our listeners would be really interested in hearing about them. How did that path go for you?
Sure. Well, I happen to be part of a bunch of very successful startups. I guess very successful for their time. Now it seems everybody has a $1 billion valuation. But
I don't. How about you, Kate?
No.
But we're both working on it.
So, yeah, you know, we had a really successful company. I was part of the companies. I was not a co-founder in any of them, but I did partake as an early employee in all of them. And so some I received upside in, and it was fantastic. And more so than upside financially, you have an upside in your reputation that you are part of these success stories. And once it happens multiple times, you sort of gain that reputation, and it's galvanized in your career. And so I think that did help me get to my next stage, and that next stage was Top Talent. And it actually wasn't even raising money or, you know, the sort of typical VC route that helped with the reputational component. It was really the business side. When I talked about Top Talent, it gave me more credibility, and people trusted within the idea. And so that trust was delegated from me, who was doing a lot of software development, to the brand. And that's really how the whole concept got started.
Well, I guess one of the things I'm wondering, and we're talking with Tasso Duvall. He's the co-founder and CEO of the company TopTal. It's TOPTAL.com. One of the things you're saying, without quite saying it yet, but I want to get it out of you, is that you learn some very valuable lessons by being with those companies that had such great successes. Is that right? And can you give us a taste of one of the greatest lessons you learned while being there?
Yeah, sure. The greatest lessons were really the flavors of companies. Companies are so different. And while one of the companies was very successful and another was quite successful, they were run so incredibly differently. Slide was a world-class company. It was run by Max Levchin, and it was a sort of typical Silicon Valley success story at the time. It was excellent in regards to engineering, in regards to really everything. We had a great culture. It was really tight, and it was just an incredible story and journey to be a part of. I learned so much. I learned what it was like to be part of a really great world-class venture. And a lot of the other startups that I was a part of previously, they weren't of that caliber. And it really gave me a lens into the differences in culture and the differences or the different types of success. I really saw much more clearly how luck can play into a success story rather than skill. And in Slide's case, I would say there was a combination of skill and luck, but the skill was certainly clearly there. In some of the other ventures, I felt like luck was a bigger component, And you could feel that in the culture. You could feel that in the people and the teams that they were comprised of. It was just much more clear that the caliber of the individuals, in hindsight, were just not the same level. And so at Top Pal, I take those experiences and I try to apply them to building the company today and really aspire to build that world-class organization like I've experienced and nothing else.
As you've experienced that, do you think it's important? It sounds to me like you also had some great mentors. Am I right in that? Did you have some mentors along the way?
Oh, yeah. I've certainly had mentors along the way. And you pick up mentors throughout your career as you progress in your career. So, of course, of course.
Are you now mentoring people yourself? Do you find that being mentored by really great people enables you to pass that on? And what value is there to you if you're mentoring people? How do you gain value from that?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of operational experience running Top Pal, and I've done it in a bootstrap manner. So while we have taken the seed round, we haven't taken a Series A or done another round, which is very, very unusual for a company of our size. And so as I talk to different investors, even larger investors, they ask me how do we run the company? How did we do this? How did we also spawn off innovations within the company, et cetera? And so it's funny, the people who I've been mentoring recently, they're not aspiring entrepreneurs or young entrepreneurs. They're actually, I would say, successful people or successful investors that really just don't understand how to take a company to a next level. And the financial rigor that we run the company with, the way that we've structured our engineering teams for long-term innovation, et cetera, internally, that's been something that's been very challenging to do, and it's very challenging within any company. And so by having that experience and doing it quite successfully, I'm able to help other entrepreneurs, investors, et cetera, with what they're looking for and how to put that in their own companies.
Well, I actually want to dig into that with you a little bit more, because you took the company from zero to 100 million in 5 years, and you only took 1 million in capital. And that is such a significant story. And you mentioned, you know, not being dependent on capital, but that is an incredible and powerful and organic way to build a company. And now, interestingly enough, I understand you've just launched a new vertical called Top Pal Finance. So you're talking about actually turning around and mentoring very senior people instead of very young people about how to build a company without overburdening it with capital, and now you're actually in the finance business. Is there a connection between the two?
Well, there's a connection in the sense that there's high-skilled labor involved, and so I wouldn't say that there's a connection in regards to, and when I say high-skilled labor, I mean high-skilled labor in regards to our other verticals. So there's no connection in the fact that I've learned about how to run a company financially, or rather from a financial sense, and therefore we launched Top Pal Finance. We actually already had this in the works from day one. So it's kind of funny. From the first day that we started the company, we said, okay, well, we have to be in every vertical. And yet here we are 6.5 years later, and we are only in three. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, why not just launch into all of them? And the reason is because we want to be of the highest quality, the highest integrity when we go into those verticals. And it's not easy at all to ensure that that can hold true, especially for the long term, if you don't have the right infrastructure in place. So what we focus on is building really solid operational infrastructure to be able to launch off a new vertical. And I happen to meet a fellow by the name of Raj, who is the CEO of SkillBridge. And when I met him, SkillBridge was doing Top Pal, but for the business world. And so it was a natural fit, and he was open to an acquisition offer. It was sort of serendipitous, but we did it, and that expedited us launching Top Pal Finance. And so that's really the backstory behind it.
Tasso, you are fascinating, so fascinating. In fact, we're bringing you back for another episode of Forbes Books at Bedtime, Part 2, coming up on our next show.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
And once again, we're back for that second part of the conversation with Tasso Duvall, co-founder and CEO of Toptal. Tasso, do you see, you know, talking about verticals, do you see other verticals that you'll jump into? Because you've got three now that you talked about. What do you see for the future? Something else that you'll gravitate toward?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. So you could bet on us and really expect us to have, let's say, certainly more than a dozen verticals in the next 1 to 2 years. And so that is the path that we're on. I'm not going to announce what verticals those are, but there's lots of
different high skill labors. Oh, come on, come on. Let us be great journalists and drag it out of you so that we get the scoop. Don't deny us here.
Well, let me just give you some color on the high-skilled labor industry. You know, there's software professions, legal professions, writing professions. There's all sorts of different professions that are out there, and there's different ways to service those industries. And so we're looking at different ways to service those industries at the very top of the spectrum in regards to caliber of talent, and that's what we're going to be venturing on. And so, you know, that's the future.
When you create these verticals and you see the success you have and the attention you get, do you pay attention to the competition? Do you look at those that are coming up behind you or around you, or you just focus on what you're doing?
We really focus on what we are doing. You know, if I had a car, I'd probably just the mirrors and the top seat, so you wouldn't have to see the competition in the background. But, you know, the saying holds true from Jeff Bezos, you know, we're customer focused, not competition focused. And that is not the norm, but that is just what we do as a byproduct of running a successful company, and I think what a fair amount of successful companies do. We really focus and listen to, focus on our customers and what they want and how to service them better and listen to the feedback. Just like any company, we have problems and we listen to our customers when those problems are experienced by them. So we craft solutions oftentimes in conjunction with them, the very individuals experiencing those problems, which isn't always easy a lot of the times because they're angry that something happened or they're not satisfied with your service and they don't want to work with you anymore. But we do our best to ensure that those customers are the ones that are heard and that we craft product and solutions around them. And that's really what we focus on. What we've noticed is that no one in the market has been able to come remotely close to the caliber of talent that we can get and the pace at which we can get it. And so with that, we've simply focused on how do we do this better and what areas are we missing to make it an even better service.
We're talking with Tasso Duvall. He's the co-founder and CEO of TopTal. And I'm looking at your website. By the way, your website is toptal.com, T-O-P-T-A-L.com. And everywhere you look on this website, it says things like TopTal is an exclusive. Man, that is true. If you look down below, you see they're doing work for JP Morgan, Airbnb, HP, Zendesk, Emirates Airlines, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company. TopTal is an exclusive network of the top freelance software developers, designers, and finance experts in the world. Top companies rely on TopTal freelancers for their most important projects. So, Tasso, I'm going to ask you a really hard question. I hope you'll answer it.
Sure.
Your background shows you've been in the right place at the right time a lot of times, and clearly your success with TopTal shows you called this one right. Can you tell us, not to pick on you, but for us to learn from, can you tell us about a time when you were really wrong so we can learn from the same lessons you got?
Oh, geez, that is always a hard question. Really wrong.
And you can change the name of the company or change the industry, or it could even be from a previous company. But I'd love to hear about a time where you tried something or you made a call on something and it just blew up, because we can learn from that.
Well, let me give you a learning. And there's hints and sentiment of failure sort of sprinkled throughout this story, but I'll let you take it for what it's worth. So back in 2009 or so, I went to start a company with my co-founder at the time, and we were working fervently to raise money and make the idea happen, get it out the door. We had a really exceptional idea, so I believed, that was going to change how people communicated, and it was just excellent, and I still believe till this day it is. The problem is that in 2009, there was a macroeconomic disaster. A financial disaster that really I was unaware of as to how bad it was. I wasn't unaware that it was affecting the world. I just didn't know it would affect my world. I actually didn't think it was going to affect my world at all, right? I had no idea on the implications of the macroeconomic world in Silicon Valley or within my world. And so to me, all I saw was headlines. I saw CNN News, and I saw what was on the TV and within the newspapers, et cetera. And I said, well, you know, those finance guys in New York or whatever, that's them. Let them deal with that. I'm going to go raise money for my company. This is going to be much easier. And it wasn't. And it was insanely difficult. Actually, it was so difficult that we failed completely. And that was actually what brought me to TopTal. But taking a step back, the learnings, when you talked about mentorship, when you talk about what insights did you gain, this is probably one of the biggest insights that I've gained starting a company. I learned that, wow, you do have to be in the right place at the right time, even on a macro level, to be able to succeed. And that, it's kind of hard for people to understand unless they've experienced such strong friction or failure, because now you could go out and raise a seed round and everyone's in this frothy environment. Great. But the idea of raising money in 2009 or 2008, it was just unheard of unless you were mega connected or had a mega successful company. And so that was being at the right time in my mind, but in reality, I wasn't. And I was wrong about that. And we failed. And that is a really big learning for me as to how to run a business, how to run a company financially, and how to make smart decisions based on what's going on in the market.
Wow, I think that's a great lesson people can all take away from this this interview. I wrote that down in giant letters, and I have a bulletin board in front of me, and I just smacked it right up there. I'm not kidding you, Tasso. So you taught me something today, because I've been there. So when you're out speaking, and you've spoken at Harvard Business School, Wharton, Oxford, you know, a lot of the Ivy League schools, what's the number one question you get asked?
Oh, geez, the number one question. You know, it's probably something along the lines of how do I become successful? And so that's a hard one to answer. I always say it goes back to hard work, diligence, being focused, and not looking for an idea, but focusing on your skill sets and yourself and making progress within your own life, and an idea will actualize as a byproduct of that. So you don't want to go out and study the market. You want to study the fundamentals of the market itself, or the fundamentals of finance, or the fundamentals of computer science, and that will allow you to succeed. I didn't start TopTal by looking for an idea and sort of grasping for straws, which is what a lot of people do, so I've noticed. And the way that I started it was I noticed something was completely off within the market because of what I knew, because of a much more fundamental skill set, which was my ability to judge software developers, judge code, and understand what was right and wrong in that realm. So by virtue of my expertise, I was able to create a successful company, well, because of that. Not because of the fact that I was looking for a business opportunity or a business idea.
All right, so this is our last question, Tasso, and since we're doing this for radio on a feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, in 30 seconds or less, answer this question: what keeps you up at night?
Innovation. Innovation keeps me up at night. And, you know, people ask, who's your competitors? Are they the Accentures, the Deloittes, the Randstads, or the Adecos of the world? Absolutely not. It's somebody who's creating something that I'm not aware of that is going to disrupt the industry, or it's a technology company that is going to focus on the innovations, whether it's in AI, whether it's in other areas that are very advanced, that will make maybe the entire services industry obsolete. And so those types of innovations are happening. We want to be the company that is on the forefront within that space, within the services space, within our space. And we're working every day to make that a reality. We know other companies are too. Those aren't technology companies. So that's what keeps me up at night.
Wow, great answer. Tasso Duval, co-founder and CEO of TopTal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.